Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network. Brad, thank you for assisting. Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Well, it's been quite a ride. You know, as you know, class, we've been having a tremendous amount of telephone difficulties. And I just left the point of presence. That's where the telephone system enters our farmhouse. And he and I spent some time together to try to figure out what is going on with our telephone system. We can't make outbound calls, which is a problem because, for example, some local calls, some long-distance calls, but not all calls, just some of them. Like the veterinarian can't call the vet, can't call the bank, can't call the local farm supply. But, you know, if I did not need to make a call, those seem to be the ones that can go through. So it's been a real problem, and it's been going on for well over a month. Actually, we're into multiple months now. And they're determined to figure out what's going on. And it looks like it's a programming error, as we said before, in the switch, switch at the central office. So the technician turned the voice and the internet lines over, the digital lines over to us, about 1 minute before the broadcast started. And he's going to delay for the 2 hours of class today before the line goes down. So I just wanted to give you an update as to where we are, what's happening. And we had a threat of a terrible storm. And it was the storm, the path of the storm was from Texas all the way to Chicago. The entire, like almost from the north or from the south to the north of the United States. And it looked like there were some bullseyes, actually two bullseyes that were going to get hit really hard. And our farm was in the middle of one of those. And fortunately for us, we didn't get that. We had a storm, but it wasn't anywhere near as serious as forecast. So here, I'd like to read this to you. Now, this is not my verbiage. This is something that came to us from the internet, from the television station in the area, the big television station. And this comes from, I'm going to read a direct quote that was alarming to, this was after the initial alarm, but this was yesterday. And here's what it says. At, just give me 1 second, make sure this is right. Okay, so yesterday at 7:20, no, that's my timing. I don't have the exact timing that this came out, but this was yesterday. Quote, good, this is from the TV station. This is the weather department. And it might have been a collaboration of multiple people. So it might not have just been the meteorologist. Quote, good news, bad news for the forecast tonight. First, the bad news. The atmosphere is really loaded to produce some very bad weather. The good news is that a strong cap is in place that is squashing the storms, at least temporarily. A few storms have developed shortly before 6 p.m. These storms will be capable of producing large hail. Hail the size of tennis balls is possible. If the storms fully break the cap, then giant hail to the size of grapefruits is possible. You may be wondering what a cap is. A cap is a large, a cap is a layer of very warm air aloft. Tonight, this layer is located around 9,000 feet. A cap suppresses storm development. There are two basic ways to eliminate the cap. The first and most common is to lift the layer. By lifting the layer, the molecules will cool and the cap will weaken. The second way is to introduce cold air into the layer. Once a cap breaks, all of the pent-up energy in the low layer of the atmosphere rushes upward very quickly and can create severe storms. Trying to time the cap breaking is not an easy chore and something that we cannot and not something we can hand calculate or predict. And it goes on, but, end quote. Okay? The point I'm trying, there's several misspellings in this, which is why I stumbled. Words were, I guess it was spell correct, was breaking the actual sentence structure. But what the point I'm trying to make is where it says, quote, there are two basic ways to eliminate the cap. The first and most common is to lift the layer. By lifting the layer, the molecules will cool and the cap will weaken. The second way is to introduce cold air into the layer. Once a cap breaks, all of the pent-up energy in the low layer of the atmosphere rushes upward very quickly and can create severe storms. Trying to time the cap breaking is not an easy chore and not something that we can hand calculate or predict, end quote. What I'm saying is, I think they made a mistake. I think they were in such a hurry to get this verbiage out there that they let it leak that they are controlling the weather.
Saying lifting the cap means like actually like a, you know, them putting a great set of hands in and like lifting it.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Except it maybe was a, you know, electromagnetic great big set of hands underneath lifting it, if you get my meaning.
So what I'm saying is, the reason I read that verbatim is because it says that there are two basic ways to eliminate the cap. It's not like nature does two things. There are two basic ways to eliminate the cap. The first and most common is to lift the layer. Okay. The second is to introduce cold air into the layer. It sounds to me like they have admitted inadvertently weather manipulation.
That they can do it.
Yeah.
Weather manipulation, that they are actually doing it. And they've admitted it actually multiple times that in, you know, scientific papers since the 1960s that they can do it. I mean, when I was in primary school, I've always been interested in environmental science. They were talking about, you know, cloud seeding for rainmaking. When I was in primary school, on the television, and just occasionally they would let it slip, you know, that they would spray, what was it, potassium iodide or silver iodide, I think, into the clouds, and that would make it rain. It was either potassium iodide or silver iodide into the clouds, and they would make and it would make it rain. It would encourage the clouds to form crystals, and then the crystals would turn into raindrops, and then and it was just once or twice that it came across on like scientific type television programs. But you know, I think this is another example of it, and I think that it might be inadvertent. But you know, that they're flipping. You know what I mean? And their grip on everything is slipping. And it's like that they can't even manage their own facade very well anymore. Does that make sense, Simpson?
Yeah, yeah. A lot of things are broken. And as we've said here in class many, many times, everything's broken. And this seems to be a slip that I don't know if everyone would catch that. I don't know if those who watch television, this is television news. Now, we don't watch television. We don't have over-the-air television or cable television. This is from the television's weather department releasing statements. Those are the announcements like take cover, storms coming, tornadoes coming. That department from the television station in the big city near us released that. So those are not my words. And I wonder how much trouble the guys and gals who are in that department are going to be in for letting this slip. I believe it was a slip. Or maybe it was an intentional way of telling us without coming out and saying they are manipulating the weather. But for those who are paying attention, you can read between the lines. And that's what I'm saying. Gwyneth, I've never heard anyone else talk about that. I've never heard anyone else, you know, other than Dane Wigington and people who follow geoengineering. But I'm talking about weather news channels, television stations making a slip like that. I've never heard anybody talk about making a slip like that.
Yeah, I've heard it just sort of, you know, I've heard over recent years that they've got like, well, what sort of weather have you got for us this weekend?
Yes, Janet. Yes, I've heard that. I've heard that as well. Like, what weather is in store for us?
Have you got any rain? Have you got any rain coming for us?
Right.
Or that sort of thing, you know? And, and pictures across to the weather girl. And she says, yes, I think that we can fill that order nicely. You know?
Yeah.
And it's sort of like anyone who's paying attention to that, they're just joking around. But are they? You know? Or are they actually planning it all? This is what you have to wonder. And then they say, the last little while, what's happened here is we've had our own big storm system building off of the, oh, actually building in the middle of the outback over the last week or so, and I've, you know, been watching it develop and saying, come on, come on, come on, just this little way more, please, please, come on. Hit probably Friday. Because the saying of the farmers around here is they get the break in the season, meaning if they get 1 inch of rain over 3 days before Easter, it's going to be a good year. If they don't, the further out from Easter, if the break in the weather comes, the worst year it's going to be. And of course, Friday is Good Friday, Easter. So it looks like we might get a drop at it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So there's a quote that might be misattributed to Mark Twain. I'm really not sure who did say this, but I've heard this many times over the years. And that is, everybody talks about the weather, but nobody does anything about it. Okay, that was... That's from a long time ago. Well, now, that's not the case. Now, everybody talks about the weather, and the government does something about it. And I believe, this is just my thinking, I'm responsible for this. I believe that when the government does this spraying, and we have these massive storms, like over the last 5, 6, 7 days, we've had about 50 tornadoes across the United States. A lot of people have died, about 30 at least have died. A whole bunch have been injured. Electricity has been cut off. People who are dependent on electricity for oxygen generators and life-sustaining equipment that has been taken out by these massive storms that have been created by man through this chemical spraying. I think those people are complicit in murder. That's the way I look at it. And it does not need to happen. And I think, as I've mentioned to Dane Wigington, I believe that we've lost control of the weather. Now, we used to manipulate it a little bit here and there, but now I think we've lost control of it. And we can't get it back. And that's what's happening. So my first-hand information about that here at the farm is last summer. Last summer, it was hot. The it was just brutally hot. The ground was parched. The trees were dying. The grass was dead. Animals were dying of thirst. And the ponds were dried up. The farmland was cracked because of the lack of moisture. It looked like the bottom of Lake Mead. It was just mud that was cracked in, you know, in Lake Mead. In our case, it was fields that were cracked because of the lack of moisture. And then they decided, and that was because of no spraying at all. And people were saying, well, I wish they'd spray because it would get some rain, you know, after not having rain for months and months and months. Well, then they decided to spray. And then we got torrential rains. So it's like everything the government does. They get it wrong 100% of the time. Those are my thoughts. Gwyneth, any comments before we get into the housing crisis? I can't believe what's happening. This is yeah. real serious, Glass. Any comments before yeah. we get into that?
Yeah. What I was going to say before we were cut off by the ad was they were saying like 20 to 40 millimeters of rain. That was a few days ago that we were going to get. So it's like between, you know, like an inch and a half, maybe close to 2 inches of rain. But now that's gone down to 15 to 25 inches of rain. So it shrunk. And they just said, oh, the weather system's weakened, you know. And, I mean, that happens sometimes. But, you know, just like, will you just make up your mind? It used to be that they would give us, you know, a prediction of what the weather, you know, of how much rain the system was going to dump. And it would be fairly accurate. And, I mean, farmers rely on this sort of information for, at the moment, you've got a lot of farmers around here, including me, doing something called dry seeding, which I would like to, if we get some time later on in the broadcast, I would like to go into what dry seeding is and the particular form of dry seeding that I'm doing here, which is called intercropping dry seeding. And but we'll go into that later. But we rely on this information for timing to when to put our seed in, because otherwise the seed will sit there for quite a while, and then we're all just hanging out and, you know, waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting, and, you know, otherwise the seed, well, what were we busy doing all this seeding for? You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, it does. When we come back, Gwyneth, let's talk about Porter Davis. I believe that's the name of the company. Class, yeah. this is just unbelievable what has happened to people who have decided to build a new home. Probably the largest contractor in Victoria, Australia.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA News Update. The next in-person hearing for former President Trump's criminal case in New York is 8 months away. Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine weighs in.
The indictment of a former president is unprecedented. in our history. And at every stage of the criminal proceedings, the stakes grow higher.
Three Democrats are losing their committee assignments in the Tennessee House after they took part in raiding the state Capitol building in an attempt to stop state business, mainly as part of an anti-gun protest. Tennessee House Republicans voted Monday to strip committee assignments from State Representatives Justice Jones, Justin J. Pearson, and Gloria Johnson. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated as we get this Wednesday underway. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Watch it. Like, no, there's
something happening. It's gonna
be sliding. What are
today's hot?
God, you're
take my when you go to the TV
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, as you know, Gwyneth Isaacs lives on a farm off-grid in Australia. And she sent me an email link about a major Australian home builder. And the company's name is Porter Davis. And the company collapsed midstream. The company collapsed while in the process of building lots of new homes. And so these are homes with foundations that were poured, homes that had framing up, but the roof might not have been completed, or the windows or the doors might not have been completed. And there are different reports. Some reports say that Porter Davis had more than 1,500 homes in progress across Victoria, and 200 in Queensland, and then another 779 have signed contracts where the building is yet to begin. So these are people who have contracted with Porter Davis and put money into the project, and then it collapsed. Gwyneth, please flesh out some of these details.
Yeah, this is a really, really significant building collapse, or building company collapse, rather. Because this is around about half the homes that are currently under construction here in Victoria. And it's not just them. It's also got downstream effects to other housing contractors as well, other building contractors. There's actually about two or three of them that have gone to the wall in the last little while, but Porter Davis is the biggest of them, and Porter Davis on its own was about half of the houses that are under construction in the state at the moment. And so this is absolutely huge, because it means that all of those builders are not getting paid. It means that they are not going to be able to pay their mortgages. They're not going to be able to put money into the economy. They're not, you know, they're out of a job. That's why half the builders in the state have, at the drop of a hat, lost their jobs, and with no prospect whatsoever of getting another one, because the whole industry, in my humble opinion, this is the domino that is going to lead to the collapse of the building industry in this state. And it's been teeter-tottering for quite a while, for the last, I don't know, 2 years, 3 years. Yeah, since the genocide was inflicted upon us all. But I think that this is the end for building contracting in Victoria. Because if you are signing a contract to get a house built at the moment anywhere in southeast Australia, what are you doing? What are you doing, really? You really? Because I'll tell you how it goes. You know, you sign a contract to build a house, and that house is going to take 6 to 12 months to build. And what is driving these building collapses, what they say is driving, or what's getting pushed to the front in the media, is that, you know, they've got an inflation problem, that they sign the contract for a fixed price for the house to cost a certain amount of money, and then they get 6 months down the track and everything costs 50% more, or maybe 100% more, or maybe 25% more. It doesn't really matter. It costs more. And somebody has to lose out. And they can't do it, because the builders have to be paid or they won't build. The sawmillers have to be paid or they won't mill. The brick manufacturers have to be paid or they won't light their kilns and make the bricks. You know, everybody has to get paid, and everybody is facing increasing costs. So, you know, that what ends up suffering is the the profits of the company. And when that happens, then the company goes bankrupt because they're not earning a profit anymore. And then the executives say, well, why should we come to work? You know, let's just declare bankruptcy and bail out. That's the declared scenario of what's happened. But actually, there's another thing going on in the background, and that is the jabby-jab that all builders have been required to have here in Victoria for them to come to work. And that's basically settled it all down to those who got the jabby jab to continue going to work. Many of them are now dying. And those who didn't get the jab, and they are no longer builders anymore. They're busy doing something else, you know, possibly building their own estates, building their own place, you know, digging gardens, keeping chickens. You know, maybe building fences or something like that. I don't know. But they're not building houses. And this is the thing. And so they've got, and of course that drives the cost of wages up for builders and electricians and plumbers and roofers and glaziers and all the rest of them. All of the other concrete guys and all the other guys who are involved in building a house, which adds to the cost of building a house when you have a labour shortage and you have to pay more money to get the labour in, then that's going to add to the cost of a house. And nobody, I don't think I've heard anyone in the mainstream media mentioning that. Have you, Vincent, in your research on this topic?
No. And class, here's what this means. So the people who decided to buy these new homes, they paid a deposit to get the house started. And the contractor uses that deposit to pay the laborers, to pay the craftsmen, the framers, the roofers, the concrete workers, the plumbers, the electricians, the septic system people. All those people get paid from the deposits. And there's this cash flow that keeps moving as more and more people buy these houses. Well, it all stopped. So the deposits, for example, in the form of a payment to start the house, the deposits would go to the bank. The bank would pay its employees. The bank would lend out funds to other people who wanted to build houses. And so the bank's employees would get paid. They would take some of their salary, some of their, you know, monthly, weekly payments to buy things at the supermarket. They'd buy clothing. They'd go to restaurants. So this one collapse in the housing market affected a whole bunch of ancillary businesses, like, as I mentioned, banking, the plumbers, the electrical contractors, the people who make the pipe for the plumbing, the people who make the sinks, the factories that make the plumbing for the PVC, the copper, the steel, plumbing and conduit products. Then you have the excavators who level the ground, dig the basements. Then you have the companies that make the rebar for reinforcing the concrete. Then you have the quarries for the gravel. You have the companies that make the tar paper, the roofing materials. Then you have the fast food joints that these guys eat at and gals eat at while they're working. And of course, you have the supermarkets. And you even have the pizza delivery guys and gals who are impacted because the construction workers that would call on their cell phones to order pizza, you know, for lunch, they don't need to come there anymore because all the construction has stopped. So think about this as like a vast, vast construction of a huge neighborhood or neighborhoods, many neighborhoods. And all of a sudden, everything stops right where it is. So the companies that make the hammers, the saws, the saw blades, the generators for on-site temporary electric power, the companies who service the trucks that bring the equipment to the job sites. I mean, it touches everything. It even touches the paper companies for print the plans for the houses. It's amazing how vast the supply chain, how it touches everything. And that's where we are. And this hits home. This hits home with my extended family. And I've briefly touched on this subject a couple of times over the last 12 years. My wife, Mrs. Finelli's grandfather, was a building contractor. And just before the first Great Depression, 1929, he was building stone houses for wealthy people and people who could afford a stone house. And then, during the middle of construction, October 1929, the big crash, nobody had any money. Everything came to a screeching halt. So the houses were under construction. He couldn't pay his workmen and women to do their tasks because he couldn't get paid from the people who were buying the houses. The banks couldn't lend any more money. Everything was in gridlock. Everything came to an abrupt screeching halt. He lost everything. His customers lost everything. And I guess there were a few winners. Maybe those who had some cash lying around, they could buy these unfinished houses for pennies on the dollar. They were the winners, probably. But it took a long time to get those houses built because you couldn't get the materials. So that's what we're talking about. We said this would happen. We've been forecasting it. And here it is. It's unfolding right before our eyes. And in the United States, you know, Rich has been telling us that it's hard to get a contractor. People would get in line to have a well drilled for their house in Montana. And then somebody would say, I'll tell you what, I'll pay you more. I'll pay you way more. And another person would say, I'll pay you even more. I just want to be in the front of the line. That's the stuff that happens and is happening right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
And gently brings up another slightly different problem. Class, there used to be a online website called Craigslist. It's still out there. Craigslist has been destroyed. It's been destroyed by automobile dealers and recreational vehicle dealers. So if you want to buy a saw, and you type in on Craigslist, you want to buy a saw, or you want to buy a hat, you're going to end up with a whole bunch of pages of search results that deal with wheels, tires, trucks, cars. Car dealers have taken over. And you'll hardly find that saw or that hat, you know, whatever else you were looking for. And it's been pushed aside by Mark Zuckerberg's Facebook Marketplace. And Mark Zuckerberg's Facebook Marketplace is the lowest common denominator of humanity. It is the cesspool of business. It is a place where people lie, cheat, obfuscate, confuse, mislead, steal, etc. from others. And there are a few nice people. But it's fraught with risk, in my opinion. And what happens in that particular arena is the equivalent of claim jumping. Now, during the 1800s, throughout the history of mining in the United States, there are stories of liars, cheats, and scoundrels, and bandits, and just the lowest of society. But lower than that, the absolute lowest was a claim jumper. That was someone who would steal someone else's claim to land and the mining associated with it. The lowest of the low were claim jumpers. And that is what, and that's getting minerals from a claim that belongs to someone else, or attempting to seize the land on which another party has already made a claim. That's claim jumping. Okay, that is what's happening in Mark Zuckerberg's world called Facebook Marketplace. And here's just one tiny, tiny, tiny example. And this happens over and over and over to us. So that means it's happening to a lot of other people as well. And here's what it is. So we need something for the farm. And we finally get to talk to the seller. Because we have a policy that we are not going to go out on an adventure to, at the last minute, get the address. Because the sellers don't want you to know their address. The sellers don't trust the buyers. The buyers don't trust the sellers. So if you agree that on Friday, for example, you're going to go pick this thing up and you're going to pay for it, when you're on your way, the seller will say, I'll tell you where I am when you tell me you're leaving to come here. First of all, you don't even know what direction you're going. Okay? So you contact the seller and he says, okay, here's the address. And then while you're on your way, which might take an hour or two or three, you find out that there's someone else who has contacted the seller and is willing to pay more. So you already have a verbal agreement. You're going to go see this seller. The seller then lets you know that he wants more because someone else is willing to pay more. That's claim jumping. That's claim jumping in my world. That is where we are right now. So when I mentioned what Rich was saying, people would get in line to have the well driller come drill the well. And they'd say, okay, well, you're fourth in line. And then someone else who would be fifth in line says to the well drilling owner, I'll tell you what, I really need you to move me up that list. I really need to be number one. I'll pay you more. I'll pay you more than that. I'll pay you even more than that. That's what is happening. That's claim jumping. That is a third world country scenario. That's where we are today. People are pushing their way ahead of other people to take what someone already else has claimed to. Just like Black Friday, when you see these degenerately dumb public fighting over toasters and waffle makers and blenders and absolutely, of course, televisions. Someone will have it in their cart, and someone else will try to take it out of the cart. Claim jumping. Gwyneth, any comments?
Yeah, that's actually happening in the rental market here in Australia. It's happening a lot. There's like 50 people showing up to rental viewing of a rental property, you know, to rent some house or apartment or whatever. And then none of them will get it because the real estate agent has already done a deal with somebody who didn't even have to show up for the viewing, and those 50 people say, oh, yeah, okay, well, that's fine. You'll all get mad by who was the lucky person. And then they all go home. They're all sitting by the phone, and none of them get the call because it went to somebody who claimed jumped. Who said, okay, I'll offer you a year's rent in advance. And well,
this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.